Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Joseph Zuba, a 71-year-old landlord in Plainfield, Illinois, was afraid. Muslims in America, he feared, had been radicalized by the Israel-Hamas conflict and were now a danger to him. So, last Saturday, he entered the apartment he'd rented to Hanan Shaheen, a 32-year-old Palestinian-American woman. He stabbed her a dozen times. Her 6-year-old son, 24. She survived. The boy didn't. These are fearful times. We're deeply worried about the upheaval in the Middle East, the atrocities it might provoke on both sides, the damage it'll do to peace, civility, international law. Meanwhile, we're also fearful that Russia's war in Ukraine will cost us a lot of money, provoke a wider, possibly nuclear war. We fret about China's growing economic and military power, about pandemics and vaccines, inflation and high interest rates. What we should really worry about is how people in authority sometimes use fear and its byproduct, hate, to divide and manipulate us. It's a bipartisan thing. Conservatives in the U.S. try to get us worked up over immigration, crime, wokeness. Liberals warn about climate change, racial and gender discrimination, the death of democracy. We become so worried we can't think straight. As French essayist Michel de Montaigne wrote in 1580, fear can drive all intelligence from the mind. Been that way for centuries, I'm afraid. In a new book titled Fear, historian Robert Peckham examines how that emotion has been weaponized by the church in the Middle Ages, radicals in the French Revolution, Nazis in Germany, anti-communists in 1950s America. Peckham says it's especially bad now because of social media, which amplifies worry and hatred. We live, he says, in an era of insidious, mediatized fear. But we don't have to succumb to it. If we feel ourselves getting angry and liking it, we should ask, who benefits? Is the information we're getting really true? What can we do to lower the temperature? Despite all the horror and anxiety of our age, there may be room for maneuver here. We are all God's creatures and, given a chance, potentially reasonable. We should listen to each other. As her attacker ranted about Muslims and raised his knife, Hanan Shaheen said to him, "Let's give peace a chance." He should have listened. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.